I'm going to read now from the section of the book, which is called In Salvador, 1978 to 1980. And I'm going to tell you the little stories between the poems. And in this section as well, read a few excerpts, sort of their small prose vignettes that I wrote for this book, which is brand new. It is a book of photographs taken by 30 different photographers from Europe and North America and Latin America who were correspondents in El Salvador between 1979 and the present. So this will be interwoven along with the stories. The section is dedicated to the memory of Monsignor Oscar Romero, who was the Archbishop of San Salvador until his assassination in March 1980. Begins with an epigraph. Lines from the poet Antonio Machado. These lines are also engraved on the poet's tombstone. In Spanish, caminante, no hay camino, se hace camino al andar. And in English, this is roughly, walker, there is no path. You make the path while you walk. Begins in California, 1975. I got my first teaching job in creative writing and composition at San Diego State University. This was also the last teaching job anyone ever got without a poetry book yet. So I was living a few miles from the Mexican border, and my students at San Diego State called their city of San Diego a golf course with houses. They called their university a cemetery with lights. So this is where I taught. It was very comfortable. It was very beautiful on the golf course and the nice, very beautiful climate and all of that. So which we took very much for granted, very affluent community. And we never paused a moment to think about conditions in countries to the south of us. So that is what this poem addresses. It is arbitrarily, however, titled San Onofre instead of San Diego. This is because if you live in San Diego and you drive north to Los Angeles along Highway 5 at 90 miles an hour, you have to slow your car down at San Onofre to 10 miles an hour so that you can pass through the checkpoints of the U.S. Immigration Authority. And they will look inside the car as you are slowing down and they will wave you through like this. And if you don't look American to them, whatever that means, they must have some characteristics that we all share. They pull you over to the side and ask you to prove it. But while you're doing that, you can have a nice little tour of San Onofre. On your left, on the ocean side of the highway, are the twin white igloos of the San Onofre nuclear reactor. These are on the beach, on a fault line, on the tributary of the San Andreas. And on your right, on the coast, up the cliff, on the top, you'll see a fence, which is the beginning of San Clemente. Do you remember the significance of that? So I thought that this town needed a poem badly. So that's why I gave it this name. All right. Close. Okay. We have come far south, beyond here, the oldest women shelling limas into black shawls. Portillo scratching his name on the walls, the slender ribbons of piss, children patting the mud. If we go on, we might stop in the street, in the very place where someone disappeared, and the words come with us, we might hear them. If that happened, we would pass our lives with our hands tied together. That is why we feel it is enough to listen to the wind jostling lemons, to dogs ticking across the terraces, knowing that wild birds and warmer weather are forever moving north. The cries of those who vanish might take years to get here.